There really is no place in marriage for that kind of talk. Should I say thank you to a bird for flying? Such things. That is what leads to not appreciating one another. Wives prepare hundreds and hundreds and thousands of meals over the years for their families, and husbands must remain appreciative. Of course, men also cook and do their fair share in the kitchen, but if you compare, it is known, wives, they're preparing lots of meals, you understand, in the kitchen. So every time, there must be that appreciation from the husbands, from the kids, to say thank you. The food was nice. Thank you. You know, wives will agree perhaps and testify that it does something when somebody says the food is nice. Thank you so much. You know, thanks. I enjoyed it. It's better than hearing nothing after coming from work, being tired, and you stand another hour or so in front of the stove, and then the person you're giving the food to is silent, not saying anything. You understand? So let's appreciate one another. Just as an additional point to this principle, let's appreciate one another. Let's cherish one another and let that come through in our speech. Let's be generous with praise, generous with appreciation. Some people, you will do something nice for them, and then they will not express it. It's something that we need to be trained in. So in marriage, it must be a culture of saying thank you. Somebody prepared, your wife prepared the clothes that you're going to wear. And as you put them on and say, no, thank you. Thank you for these. You understand? Just that kind of appreciation. Don't say you are supposed to do it. If you don't do it, who will do it? No, no. Have appreciation. Have a thank you. You understand? So yeah, we'll go deeper in other things. That's why you see also with cheating men, cheating people, cheating husbands. Wives also can cheat. It's fine. But I'm talking about a man here. The lady, the side chick, the mistress, it's possible that, it's likely that they will do something which the wife may not be doing. We will talk about cheating one of them days, but the point I'm communicating here is to say, typically, a man would not go outside of the marriage to go get something in another woman that his wife already possesses. It doesn't make sense. A man's mind functions logically, though yes, there are very wicked men out there with just rotten characters and terrible morals. Men who will cheat regardless of how good the wife is. It's a very small percentage, that one I must tell you. Typically, generally, a man will go out of the marriage to go get something that is missing in his marriage. That's how it is. That's how it is. Because how do you explain a man leaving something that is available, and then he goes outside to go get something that he left in the house? A man's logical mind does not work like that. So that is why these mistresses, they are strung along for years, sold the pipe dream that I'm going to marry her. They are leaving the wife. They are divorcing the wife for 10 years. It's always, I'm going to divorce that one. I'm going to marry you. I'm going to divorce that one. That's how it is, typically, because the thing that make a man entertain another woman, it's that missing 5, 3, 7% that the wife is not having, you see. So I said all of that to say this. We'll go deeper in the future on that to say it's possible that a man can have a quality in a mistress where the mistress is appreciative, it's thankful. And the man will be sitting there comparing and saying, would it kill my wife to be thankful like this one is? I gave her money now. She's appreciative. She's saying thank you. But my wife says things like, I'm the man, I'm supposed to give her money. If I don't give her money, do I think she will just sit around? She will go outside and get it from another man because I would not be doing my job as a man. Such things, you understand? And then you come across as the wife as being ungrateful, as not appreciating. And you do not praise your husband for the things that he does. But you find the mistress saying, pressing all the right buttons, praising the guy and say, for as much as what we are doing is wrong, it's wrong, it's morally wrong, but I just want to praise you and thank you and say you can really take care of a woman. Perhaps that's why your wife is... She caught hold of you and she didn't let go because of that. You have really care. And I think you are maybe good to your wife as well. And she's lucky to have you. All of that praise. It's nice to hear type of things. A man can be loved saying, would it kill my wife to hear beautiful, sweet words like this? You see? So that is the point I was just saying in coming to the point of cheating, to just say, appreciate your spouse so that they do not starve of that appreciation, lest they could be tempted to enjoy it elsewhere, you see.